This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, Ray. I appreciate that introduction, and it's a pleasure to be with you and with our Malta listeners. I thought I'd begin our brief meditation this morning by praying with you the daily prayer of the Order of Malta. Lord Jesus, thou hast seen fit to enlist me for thy service among the knights and dames of St. John of Jerusalem. I humbly entreat thee through the intercession of the Most Holy Virgin of Palermo, of St. John the Baptist, Blessed Gerard, and all the saints, and blessed of our order, to keep me faithful to the traditions of our order. Be it mine to practice and defend the Catholic, the Apostolic, the Roman faith against the enemies of religion. Be it mine to practice charity towards my neighbors, especially the poor and sick. Give me the strength I need to carry out this, my resolve, forgetful of myself, learning ever from the Holy Gospel a spirit of deep and generous Christian devotion, striving ever to promote God's glory, the world's peace, and all that may benefit the Order of St. John of Jerusalem. Amen. So that prayer that we say each day as members of the Order reminds us that indeed it is the Lord who has seen fit to enlist us in his service among the knights and dames of St. John of Jerusalem. So the Lord has called us and is asking of us a definite service. And that indeed is the topic that I wanted to speak about today, divine providence and God's call to us in life, and how we need to have what's called a supernatural outlook. We have to see God's providence in our lives and in the lives of others. And being part of the Order of Malta is precisely an example of that divine providence, how God disposes things in our lives so that he can make us into his useful instruments, instruments of his peace and joy and salvation. Now, in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, here's a brief definition of divine providence. It's from paragraph 321 of the Catechism. Divine providence consists of the dispositions by which God guides all his creatures with wisdom and love to their ultimate end. So God guides his creation, and he guides each one of us with wisdom and love. And it's in view of our ultimate end, which is salvation. And the way we attain salvation is by faithfully following Christ and looking for the evidence of his presence in our lives and his action, and how the Holy Spirit, which he has sent upon us, guides us in our everyday activities. Now, the opposite of a supernatural outlook is a naturalistic or mundane outlook. And this type of approach ignores the hand of God in history and in our own lives. Now, I'm reminded of Dr. Bernard Nathanson. You may recall that Dr. Nathanson was one of the founders of the pro-abortion movement. He was an actual abortionist himself. He had a great conversion. He realized that he was killing unborn children, and he repented of that. And then later, through God's grace, he entered the Catholic Church, was baptized, and lived a very blessed life as a Catholic, and was buried at St. Patrick, from St. Patrick's Cathedral. He himself wrote a book called The Hand of God. That's his autobiography, and it describes how God guided him in his life. That's what we need to do, see how the hand of God is guiding us in everyday activities. And we can, if we have a supernatural outlook, easily perceive his goodness, the good things that God does through both events and people. So events, things that happen, things that occur, and then the people in our lives. Who are the people we know? Who are the people we have met? Who do we have responsibility for? Who do we have influence over, or who has influence over us? These are all providential people in our lives, because God has allowed this, and in some cases directly put these people into our knowledge, into our horizon, so that we could benefit from knowing them. Now, there are many times in life when we wish to see God's providence in getting our own way, and that would be a shortcoming or a incomplete way of seeing God's goodness. Yes, there are some things that we want and that God will readily grant. God wants us to be in a state of grace. He wants us to be on the road to salvation. He wants us to live within the church in communion with our brothers and sisters. But there are other things that God wants that perhaps we're not so interested in. Surprises, disappointments, sorrows, things that very much affect our outlook because they affect our emotions. And it can be something as simple as the weather. Right now in New York, it's raining. We had a rainy day, but yesterday it was beautiful. So we might say yesterday was a good day, today's a bad day. Well, St. Teresa of Avila said, there is no such thing as bad weather. All weather is good because it is God's. So we need to keep that in mind. I thought that was a very good and jarring statement from St. Teresa. We shouldn't look on the world simply how well it serves us and conclude that God is only blessing us when we are immediately happy at what happens. Sometimes things will not go as we planned, and sometimes, in fact, plans will become undone. Another saint, St. Jose Maria Escriva, the founder of Opus Dei, he wrote a book of spiritual maxims called The Way. It's a wonderful book, and in point number 658, we read the following. If things go well, let us rejoice, blessing God who makes them prosper. And if they go badly, let us rejoice, blessing God who allows us to share in the sweetness of his cross. So that really is, again, restating that divine providence is present in all the events of our daily life, and in a very particular way in those things that we didn't anticipate or want, the things that go poorly or badly. We miss a bus, we miss a subway, we miss an appointment. I remember most strikingly a sign of God's providence happening to a friend of mine. He described a story concerning someone he knew at work. This was at 9/11, the attack on the World Trade Center. And that very morning, people from his company were going to a meeting at the World Trade Center, and they presented themselves at the ground floor security check, and one of the men had forgotten his ID. So he did not have any ID on him, whereas his workmates did. So he was compelled to wait in the lobby. The others went up, and then someone was going to come down from the company they were visiting and vouch for the man without the ID and then bring him up. So the others went up, he stayed down, and what happened? The plane hit the building while he was in the lobby. He would have been upstairs, the plane would have hit. Instead, he got out safely. And that indeed is a sign of divine providence. He did not anticipate that his displeasure at being denied entry into the building would turn into the joy of being alive. But also the deeper lesson of that, the gratitude he owed to God for keeping him alive, for turning that difficult circumstance into a sign of God's goodness. Now, God does have a plan for each one of us, and this is something that we need to keep in mind. Our life is not a random occurrence without interest to the good Lord, and the events that will happen and unfold in the future are not happenstance. We do make choices. We are free creatures, but it's a lesson that even our free choices accomplish God's purposes. This is the mystery of his providence. Now, another saint-to-be in this case, Blessed John Henry Newman, the famous Cardinal Newman, he had a beautiful prayer, which I'd like to just read and comment briefly on, because it helps us to understand what it means to have a supernatural outlook. Cardinal Newman wrote the following, God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me, which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I may never know it in this life, but I shall be told it in the next. I am a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. He has not created me for naught. I shall do good. I shall do his work. I shall be an angel of peace, a preacher of truth in my own place, while not intending it, if I do but keep his commandments. Therefore I will trust him. Whatever I am, I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness may serve him. In perplexity, my perplexity may serve him. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow may serve him. He does nothing in vain. He knows what he is about. He may take away my friends. He may throw me among strangers. He may make me feel desolate, make my spirit sink, hide my future from me. Still, he knows what he is about. This beautiful prayer is in many ways autobiographical, describing Cardinal Newman's own history of his soul, how he indeed did accomplish a definite work, but at the price of great suffering and misunderstanding and the loss of friends and being placed in a new situation, but all done in fulfillment of God's providential plan in his life. Now, you and I have a similar, should have a similar outlook on our life, and we really should just wake up and realize, like Cardinal Newman did, that we are here for a purpose and that we should pursue that purpose and do it single-heartedly and not let the circumstances that surround us deter us or make us sad. Sadness is one of the great enemies of a supernatural outlook. Sadness sort of drags us down. We need to say to ourselves, if we are sad, what is the reason for it, and where is the remedy? Sometimes we're sad because of a disappointment, and the remedy is to say, well, if God didn't allow this to happen, it must be because he has something else he wants to allow to happen. What else must I search for to do and to accomplish? Other times, sadness will be the fruit of sin, that there's an obstacle between us and God, that we're clinging to something we know that doesn't please God, and we have to eliminate that. Making a good confession is often the beginning of a completely new outlook on life, a way to see ourselves not simply as wandering through the universe, but rather walking resolutely with Christ. Now, we just celebrated Pentecost Sunday. Pope Francis in Rome gathered the leaders of Israel and the Palestinian territories. He also had the patriarch, the Orthodox patriarch of Constantinople. And the whole purpose of that was to pray for peace in the Middle East. This indeed is the cause of great dearness to the hearts of every member of the Order of Malta. We support the Holy Family Hospital in Bethlehem, and we pray for the Holy Land and for peace in that region. So today, as we think about divine providence, God's blessings in our lives, let's thank him for everything, the things we thought good, the things we thought bad, and let's see how God's hand is guiding us in the world, and let's pray for those intentions that are dear to the heart of Pope Francis. God bless you all.
Thank you very much, Father Murray, and thanks to all who joined the call. The call is now complete.
Thank you, Ray.